You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Check back each week to stay tuned into the loving, positive flow of the cosmos. This week we have a busy week again. It's always actually busy weeks with astrology, but this week we have another opportunity with the new moon in Taurus to set our intentions and to be very clear and precise about what we want to create in our lives. So with Taurus, it helps us see where the value lies. It can help us build wealth and comfort and security and foundations. It helps us be very stable. And so with a Taurus new moon, you want to look at your life and see what you value and see what and in what ways that you can create wealth for yourself, stability, how you can bring more of what you value into your life. Like often with Taurus energy, there's a real appreciation for beautiful things and quality items because Venus is the ruler of Taurus. So you might find yourself drawn to even extravagant purchases, trying to fulfill a need to have beautiful things around you. So you can, you know, you could indulge that way, but it's best to use the Taurian energy to really ground yourself in your body and to feel what will make you happy and get a sense for the kind of things that you want to create in your life. Taurus is an energy that has a tendency to be stubborn and bullheaded. The bull is the symbol of Taurus. And you want to be careful about that because sometimes you might find yourself, especially when the Taurus sun and the new moon in Taurus, you might find yourself being incredibly bullheaded and stubborn, which can actually get in your own way instead of helping you move forward. So sometimes Taurus just is stubborn like that, and it doesn't want to hear or see or feel anything it doesn't want to hear or see or feel. So you might find, or you might, if you have Taurus lovelies in your life, you might find that they'll often cut any kind of conversation short that they don't want to hear, or they'll make you feel bad about wanting to talk about something that they don't want to talk about. Or it can be a real tricky, especially if it's the Scorpio-Taurus dynamic. If someone is a Taurus and they're relating to a Scorpio, which are the two opposite signs, it can create a real stalemate, like a total... They just can't get each other. They don't understand. But if they would learn, if Scorpio learned to relax a little and not be so constantly changing and evolving and making it different and healing like they're trying to always do, and Taurus learned that if they actually did change some of their behaviors and some of the way they do things, they could actually improve their life. So they each need, all of our opposites teach us something. So with the Taurus-Scorpio axis that this new moon is on, you're probably learning how to keep things kind of calm and stable and lovely. You can plant flowers and eat delicious food and have hot baths and things that make you feel nurtured and valuable and things that, you know, bring in more things that you value that actually feed your soul, not just feed your need to consume things. Or that can be another Taurus problem is where they have like shopping addictions and things, just because it feels so good to acquire something they like. So you got to be careful with that. You don't want to start buying stuff you don't need just to fill a hole. Instead, try and find out what it is that you need to create in your life to feel a sense of stability and to feel a sense of fulfillment. And make sure it's actually the new moon is on Wednesday, April 26th. And it'll be a day that would be perfect for you to kind of get really quiet and focused on yourself, focused within yourself, because through focusing within yourself, you can figure out what you do value and what you do want to create more of in your life. So do that. Take time to really meditate on what it is you want to create, and then do some definite visualization, because there's Aries energy, there's Venus about to go into Aries, there's a lot of kind of initiating energy at the same time. This is the last week of Mercury retrograde, so it's not going to be like a launch out of the park or anything, but there is major initiatory energy going on right now. And just be careful that you're using this energy also to review what works for you, what didn't work for you, who didn't work for you, and get all the areas of your life covered. You know, there's your relationships, there's your work, there's your health, there's your spirituality, there's your emotionality, there's your physical self. Are you covered in all these areas? It's a good time to make a plan for each area of your life with the new moon, because the new moons help you launch into new directions. Also on Friday, the 28th, we have Venus moving into Aries. So it was actually backtracking through Aries, and then it backtracked and came back now. We're going forward again. So going into Aries, it's a very kind of pushy, me-first type energy with Aries. Aries aren't exactly refined when it comes to negotiation or compromise, that's the word. They're not very refined that way. They don't really consider that compromise is necessary. And Aries being the opposite of Libra, which is all about compromise, they're supposed to learn these things from each other. So with Venus in Aries, it's great if you want to initiate things in, like new ways of being in relationships or new relationships, or initiate new things that you value, something that might take courage or require you to use your voice in some way. It's a great energy for that. It can be tricky with Venus in Aries because the relationship sector needs negotiation. It needs compromise. But if it's all about, you know, getting your own way or having, you know, what you want, that just never really works out for the best. It ends up causing all kinds of troubles and fights and things like that. So if you can, even though your first impulse with the Venus and Aries energy is to take care of number one and do exactly what you want to do, if you can try to keep in mind that other people, you know, they want to do what they want to do too. So if you can come to some sort of peaceful negotiation, that would be great. But that's not necessarily the way it goes with Aries energy. You might end up with a big blow up or an argument about something, or some sort of, when you thwart the Aries energy, it gets angry and frustrated and it lashes out because it's ruled by Mars. So that's stuff you got to watch for. Watch for being impetuous and jumping in without thinking and, you know, doing things you shouldn't do just because, you know, you're in the moment and you're not really considering the consequences of your actions. That sort of stuff can happen with the Aries Venus. But the good stuff that comes from it is being brave and being concerned with yourself. And if you're the sort of person that does question your self-worth and does question whether what you have to say is valuable, then it actually is a good energy for you to help, you know, bolster your self-confidence and make you feel like, yeah, you do matter and what you have to say really does matter, because it really does matter. And so with this Taurus, also with the Taurus energy of the new moon, it lasts about 72 hours that you can really, like, you know, make sure you send your focused intentions out to the universe. And it's also a good time to do any kind of chanting or singing or communicating in general, using your voice, opening your throat, speaking your truth, being honest about how you feel. And sometimes, you know, being honest about how you feel ends up ruining relationships. And that's often why we don't speak up. But you'll just end up miserable in a relationship that doesn't suit who you are. So it's best if you do speak up about what your feelings are. And if it works, it works. And what is that Dr. Seuss saying? Those who matter won't mind, and those who mind don't matter. So keep that in mind when you're trying to get the courage up to speak your truth and use your voice. And doing that will clear a lot of blockages with this Taurus new moon energy in your throat chakra. And blockages in your throat chakra, you know, they can lead to all kinds of negative consequences and breaking down and thyroid issues and issues with hearing, issues with your voice or speaking. All kinds of stuff can manifest there when you don't let the energy of your truth flow through it. So this week, consider that would be a very good way to use your energy. On the 28th, right after Venus moves into Aries, we've got Mercury conjunct Uranus. So that, the 28th could be a volatile day, because Uranus is the system buster and break it all up and the rebel change-making energy of the zodiac. It kind of shocks us into change if we're unwilling to change. But it can also be there, its in purpose is to liberate us. So you can feel with it in Mercury, you might end up like bursting out with something you've been holding back, or like there's a need to liberate your communication and your voice. And it can actually have to do with like vehicles and communications as well. Like you might actually, you know, maybe something will go wrong with your car, or something's not quite right with your computer. That's possible too. Some sort of sudden event that shakes things up. But generally it's there to free you. So try and keep calm, keep grounded. And that might be tricky too with the Aries energy around. But keep yourself, if you can stay grounded, keep your feet planted on the ground and your hands in the earth, there is a good chance that it's actually going to free you from a situation you really want to be free from. So don't take it so personally. If someone does blow up at you, or if some situation unfolds that you didn't expect to unfold, the ultimate purpose is to liberate you from circumstances that are hindering you or blocking your progress in some way. So that's it for this week. Be sure to contact me if you have any questions about astrology. You can reach me at www.hilaryscott.com, or you can reach me at the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and have a very blessed week.